WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. By Cole's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McLean at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Back at Thiel Gymnasium, getting ready to go. The starting lineups for the Peoria Woodruff Warriors. And a guard, DeAndre Dorsey, a 5'11 junior. And another guard, a 6-foot junior, A.J. Caldwell. Third guard, Devontae McAfee, a 6-foot senior. The forwards, Kevin Jordan, a 6-foot, 7-inch sophomore. And Ty Amos, a 6'4 junior. Four of the streaks, Dalton Davis, at one of the guards, a 6'1 junior. Ryan McElmurray, at another guard, a 5'10 junior. Brandon Thompson, 5'11 junior. The forwards, Victor Davis, 6'5 senior. And Chad Thompson, a 6-foot, 6-inch junior. For the Silver Streaks, coached by Mike Reynolds in his second season, went 11-15 last year and says, we've got to break out this year. Have a winning season, the first in 9 years, and jumping center for Woodruff. He'll send A.J. Caldwell out there. He looks a little taller than 6 foot. Victor Davis, a hulk of a man out there at center court. Actually, it looks like they're going to instead make, it is Caldwell. Amos back behind the circle. That's a big boy, too. My goodness. So throw some beef around here tonight. Davis up in the air, wins the tip. But did he tip it out of bounds? He did. A little too strong on the tip. So it'll be Woodruff with the ball underneath their own basket as we get underway here.
Well, good to see a lot of basketball junkies in the gym already tonight. A lot of the local sports figures that love basketball, as well as some others scouting tonight from Illinois Wesleyan, taking a look at Victor Davis.
Amos got a pass in the post on the left block and traveled with the basketball, so right away a turnover. And the Streaks' first possession of the senior. Basketball in the hands of Dalton Davis, and Woodruff falling back in a man-to-man defense. McElmurray on the wing. Up top, Chad Thompson. Bounce pass inside to Victor. Quickly double-teamed, and he is fouled. High post, he caught it, tried to spin, and was fouled.
What a battle that'll be down low with Victor Davis and Tylander Amos. Couple of real, real strong young men inside. Going to be leaning on each other all night as long as they don't get in foul trouble.
Dorsey picked up the foul inside pass from Thompson to Davis. Basket good and a foul. Calls the foul on Ty Amos and Victor's strength. Whew. Right away a basket. He'll go for the three-point play. Last season, Victor, a 69%, make it a 71% free throw shooter. Quickly, two fouls on the Warriors. Davis bends the knees, fires away. Off the back of the iron, no good. Chased down off the floor. Rebound and a whistle. McAfee got the basketball and then carried it. So another turnover right off the bat by Woodruff. 2-0 Streaks. Galesburg gets the basketball on the... they give it back to Woodruff. Galesburg must have had it and carried it. It was underneath and... I was right the first time. Never second guess. Galesburg ball underneath their basket. Dalton Davis, the trigger man. He gets it into Brandon Thompson. Up top, Victor puts it on the floor. Splits two men. Jump stop. Follow-away jumper from 7. It's short. Rebound loose on the floor. Victor dives for the basketball. Hands off to Thompson. Baseline drive on the left side. Shot up. Good! Brandon Thompson basket. Good hustle, Victor Davis. Galesburg a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, I don't think Woodruff can be very happy. They should have had that defensive rebound, and a couple of guys stood there and looked at each other and allowed Davis to get on the floor and poke it away and get Thompson the second chance.
Baseline drive. Amos kicks it out. Ball fake. Out on the left side. Down the lane. Shot up. No good. by Jordan, and the ball loose on the floor, picked up by Caldwell. And he loses the basketball. Galesburg comes away with it. In transition, Davis down on the baseline. Chad Thompson back to Dalton Davis. Right side, cutting to the basket. McElmurray, layup good from Thompson. The basket, 6-0 streaks, and a timeout as Galesburg comes out firing. It is a 30-second break. We'll hang on to it here. Great start, 6:52 in the first quarter. It's 6-0.
McElmurray was so wide open on that reverse side, and he was edging towards the basket. He was wanting the ball. I was afraid they were going to throw it behind him there, but he reached out, got it, and then slanted in. Even though he's a left-hander, he had enough room to go ahead and use the left side because there was nobody else on that side of the basket. So the offense running well in a couple of half-court sets here. Very encouraging early sign for the Silver Streaks. Another encouraging thing is that big student body over there.
Sure is.
Behind the bench. Not a ton of the local community out. A pretty decent crowd. I guess you figure it's a Monday night. People aren't accustomed to that. But boy, a good student section there.
Galesburg playing very loose, and Woodruff seemingly pretty tight, and they make a change already. Levi Williams, a 5'7 junior, is in the basketball game. So they make a switch. Bringing it up is DeAndre Dorsey. Dorsey between the leg dribble. Up top using a high screen. Now he's on the right wing. Looking inside, nothing there. Up top he goes. With the basketball, McAfee. Back to Dorsey. Right wing, he's behind the three-point line. Down on the baseline, back to Dorsey. Left side now. They go baseline to Amos. He's trying to back in with a mismatch, and underneath a traveling violation. It was McAfee trying to post up Dalton Davis, saw the mismatch, and he traveled Woodruff four turnovers already. And they're going to apply some full-court pressure. And they'll fall back man-to-man. Mike Reynolds puts his hand to his head. Ryan McElmurray, the ball handler. High post pass to Thompson. Looking for a curl to Davis. Nothing there. Now he does get it to Victor. Left baseline. Puts it on the floor. Challenges Amos. Short jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. There was hands flying everywhere. Taken off the floor by McAfee. And then it's stolen away. Dalton Davis to Victor. Look out. Up he goes. Thought he was going to dunk it. Just laid it in softly. Victor Davis with four. Galesburg an 8-0 lead. DeAndre Dorsey down the lane. Shot blocked by Thompson, and he grabs the rebound. Galesburg can do no wrong right now. In transition, layup. Good! Brandon Thompson running up and down the floor. 10-0 streaks, 5:39 and counting. Who are these guys? Obviously, you got to like what you see already. Dorsey with it. Over on the left side, into the hands of A.J. Caldwell. Back to Dorsey. He'll size up a three. No good over McElmurray. Offensive rebound put up. No good by Caldwell. And the rebound taken by Victor Davis. They got multiple chances. Couldn't put it through. Davis already with three rebounds. A 10-0 Galesburg lead. 5:14 to go first quarter. Wide open McElmurray trying to spin. Nice feed Dalton Davis. Fakes, goes up. Shot blocked by Amos. Out of bounds to the Streaks.
Yeah, good down low pass across the lane by McElmurray to Davis, but Davis couldn't quite get the handle on it, then got it blocked. As you can guess, Dalton, kind of a perfectionist, he was upset with himself that he didn't get that shot up, but the Streaks get it back.
Lob inside, or up top rather, to McElmurray, guarded by Dorsey. Trying to get around Dorsey, McElmurray very quick. Thompson three on the right side, nope. And the rebound taken out by A.J. Caldwell, his third. They bring in D'Amico Johnson, and down the lane, woo, and a charge. Dorsey got a step on his man. Good help side defense. Charge taken. That is five turnovers, and Dorsey's second foul.
Boy, so this couldn't be a worse start for Woodruff to get off the season with a couple of fouls on Dorsey. Of course, they got one on the big guy, too, yeah. Amos, already. And they're just trying to find the bottom of the bucket. But, you know, we've seen games before start this. A team can't get started, and then all of a sudden they get warmed up, and you have yourself a close game before you know it. But right now it's all Galesburg.
Left side, McElmurray inside to Victor. Sizes up his man, Amos. Trying to back him in. Here comes the double team. Out to McElmurray. Swinging around. Thompson long three. Right of the circle. No good. Good block out by Amos to grab the rebound. He did everything fundamentally correctly right there. And I like what Victor did. He sized his man up. Didn't quickly put it on the floor. Ryan Ricketts going to check in. Next dead ball. And underneath, a pushing foul called on Woodruff, I believe. D'Amico Johnson shoving on Brandon Thompson, who got in his head a little bit.
Now, Coach Kenny Burns, assistant coach tonight, filling in for Charlie Thomas. And Ken's just, you know, he's keeping cool over there. He's not losing it, trying to make sure the team doesn't get rattled. And if they play through this, eventually I think we're going to see a better Woodruff Warrior team. But right now, Galesburg having their way on both ends of the court.
1-2-2 press now, trying to trap out of it. Galesburg gets it across to Thompson, back to Davis. He's on the out-of-bounds line, though. Thompson, as he threw it to Dalton Davis, stepped on the sideline. So it is a first turnover on Galesburg.
And Ryan Ricketts comes in down low, and we did not see him during the scrimmage, came for the Gatorade scrimmage, and he was up at Wisconsin watching a football game up there, taking a little recruiting trip. So this first chance I've had to see Ryan here in his junior year for the Streaks, and he looks big in the basketball uniform too, doesn't he?
Nice. Nice feed, post to post from Amos to the 6'7", Jordan. Blocked to middle, Jordan scored, and a foul is called. Brandon Thompson picks up his first foul. That takes the goose egg off the board at the 3:58 mark as Galesburg a 10-2 lead. Jordan trying to go for the three-point play. He misses the free throw. Victor Davis loses the ball, but it goes off of Dorsey's hands to the Streaks. So a 10-0 run snapped at the 3:58 mark by Woodruff. On a bucket by Jordan. And again, they 1-2-2 press. Frequently a diamond-type press. They look to trap out of it. Galesburg does a nice job getting it across. McElmurray, right wing, down to Victor. Ball fake inside, shot, good foul! He didn't travel. He used the ball fake beautifully. Got Jordan in the air. Victor with six in the ball game and a three-point opportunity.
Not many times this season you'll see Victor get denied when he gets the ball on the low blocks. At 6'5", yeah, he'll see some taller players, but he jumps well enough. He probably plays a little bigger than the 6'5", and he is just so strong. Oof. To get that thing up and off the glass, and this time a nice touch on the free throw.
Very
as well.
Very nice. Splits two free throws on the evening of 13-2. Galesburg lead 3:43 and counting first quarter. Bringing it up for Peoria Woodruff, D'Amico Johnson out on the left wing. Gets the pass to Caldwell. Up top now in the hands of Levi Williams. Williams puts a move on. Nice help side defense by Dalton Davis. Amos now with it on the left baseline. Guarded by Davis. Looking inside. Nothing there. Trying to get it to his postmate like before. Didn't have it. Now they bounce it inside. Bad pass thrown by A.J. Caldwell. Turned it over, trying to get it in to Jordan. Dalton Davis back the other way. Victor on the left baseline. Guarded by Amos. Puts it on the floor. Hands off to Brandon Thompson. They just switch spots. Davis now directing traffic. Victor with the ball. Thought they might clear out for him. Taking Amos off the bounce. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to McElmurray. He holds up finger number one. The left-hander under 3 minutes to go. First quarter. A great start for the Streaks. Up 11. Ricketts has some trouble with the ball up top. Now picks up his dribble, trying to get out of trouble. Throws it to McElmurray. Long possession, kind of out of whack right now. McElmurray guarded out there by Woodruff's Levi Williams. Now it's Brandon Thompson, left wing. Dalton Davis looking inside for Ricketts. Up top, he goes with the pass. They swing it around right wing to Thompson. McElmurray bounces to Davis. One-on-one with Amos. Fall-away jumper, tough shot, airballed it. And the rebound taken by D'Amico Johnson. Great D by Woodruff on that possession. Then Johnson got sloppy with the basketball up top, dribbled it up around his eyeballs, and they called it travel.
Well, it is frustrating for Woodruff because they played terrific
great
defense.
D.
It really forced, I thought even as long as we had the ball that time, we still forced the shot up. Victor just put it up in traffic there. Didn't have a good look at the basket. Didn't work out well. So Woodruff working hard but not getting much payback for it because they're just sloppy with the ball. Eight turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Dalton Davis brings it up for the Streaks. Now it's McElmurray, left wing. Puts it on the floor, gets a step. Ricketts down on the right baseline to Dalton Davis. Over the back call, I believe, on Jordan as he hit Ricketts on the left block. Just a little touch foul over the back. And Jordan's now got some problems as he has two.
Well, and you know, Jordan down there, he's got probably 3 inches in height on Ricketts, but he's given up, gosh, what, 80 pounds?
Probably. And overload on the right side. They get it into Ricketts. Backing in on Jordan. Out to Davis. Three on the right baseline. Fade away. No. Rebound. McElmurray.
Oh, he got up.
He sure did. Got up over his guard counterpart. Up top three by Brandon Thompson. No good off the rim. Tipped out of bounds. Off Dalton Davis to Peoria Woodruff. Getting clean looks. Just not knocking down the jump shots. 13-2 Streaks. 1:51 to go first quarter. With the basketball, Peoria Woodruff's D'Amico Johnson. They run a 1-4 set here. Now the high screen up top. Jordan with it, playing with two fouls. 6'7", sophomore. He's trying to direct some traffic. Now on the left side, Levi Williams. He says, all right, I'll take the long bomb. He does not make the shot. It goes over the backboard and out of bounds to the Streaks. I don't think that's what they wanted.
You know, one thing about this Galesburg team, I think for the first time in a number of years, I look at everybody on the court, there's nobody out there that's going to say, I've got to get my quota of shots.
Oh, you're right.
You know, these guys, I think, it's really a team concept. And these, you know, obviously it's what Coach Mike Reynolds wants. And I think for the first time, we've got the players out there. They're, everybody on the court buys into this concept. And yep. So that's really encouraging for the upcoming year.
And already in the bonus. And two fouls on D'Amico Johnson as he reached in on Dalton Davis. Davis last season a 69% free throw shooter, 1-1. Free throw good. His first point of the ball game. Galesburg a 14-2 lead. 1:22 to go first quarter.
You know, we talked about how hard some of these kids worked, and all of them did in the offseason.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'd see Dalton Davis, and he'd be out the YMCA lifting weights all by himself when he wasn't playing basketball somewhere.
Back the other way, Woodruff in transition, gets a hoop.
Johnson.
D'Amico Johnson's first bucket of the game, 14-4 as Dalton Davis split two free throws. McElmurray with it on the left wing, and underneath, Ryan Ricketts got a little aggressive. Use the old forearm on Jordan and picks up the foul. Just the second team foul on the streaks up 14-4, 1:05 to go. Chad Thompson going to get him next spell. Johnson with the basketball, top of the key on the left wing. Amos, he'll shoot the long three. It is an air ball. And a shoving foul they call McElmurray. It was going to go out of bounds on an air ball. McElmurray can't believe it. And he is called for using the left forearm, shoving with it. Here comes Garrett Williams in for the first time this season. His dad, Rob, NIU point guard or Northern Iowa University point guard, great player, helped out for a long time with the Sandberg women's basketball team. His son making his first appearance, four of his streaks inside a travel. Amos trying to get the second step on Victor, and he walked with the basketball.
Nine turnovers now in the first quarter on Woodruff. A very forgettable quarter for the Warriors. Silver Streaks trying to build on that 10-point lead at the 50-second mark.
Garrett Williams with the basketball left wing. He is guarded out there by Levi Williams. Trying to use a high screen and roll by Davis. Williams free throw line jumper. Off the back of the iron, no good. Chad Thompson high for the rebound. Right side, Brandon Thompson. He's cut off quickly. Up top, here's another three. Williams, no. Short missed it. Victor Davis, yes, with the putback. Victor Davis, if you take your eye off him, you will pay dearly. As he puts the basket in, 16-4. Silver Streaks, 20 seconds to play first quarter. But Williams, they like the way he shoots the basketball. A little cold coming in off the bench. He'll warm up. 12 seconds. Up top with the ball, Woodruff's D'Amico Johnson. Down 12, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Left of the circle, working on Brandon Thompson. He'll just step back and shoot a three. All over the rim, and down it goes at the buzzer. How strange. It just kind of hung on the rim, and down it went. Woodruff gets a little momentum after one. Galesburg 16, Woodruff 7. Back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Key Largo. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Bree Loves.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg basketball to begin the second quarter, leading 16-7. High post, the pass goes to Victor Davis. Backs it out with the dribble, top of the key now. Working on Amos, hands it off to Brandon Thompson. Nice backdoor feed to Garrett Williams for the layup. Gorgeous play. Williams, the beneficiary of a beautiful pass from Brandon Thompson. He's made a couple of dimes tonight. Right wing, D'Amico Johnson, who hit the three at the end of the first quarter. Galesburg leading 18-7. Inside, getting a seal. Jordan missed the layup on Davis. He didn't go strong. Victor Davis came up with the rebound. Got to take that to the glass. And it's a lazy pass by Dalton Davis to Garrett Williams. Goes out of bounds. Galesburg a turnover.
Yeah, it'll be a long season for Woodruff if Jordan doesn't put that shot in more times than not. He said he just went very tentatively toward the basket and got it off the back iron. He's got to go up much stronger with that.
Left wing with it, DeAndre Dorsey inside. He gets in the paint. Ball tipped around. He missed the shot. Rebound Jordan. He's fouled. Three Silver Streaks in the neighborhood, so one of them is going to pick up the foul. We'll see who it is. Garrett Williams is called for the foul, so good offensive board by Jordan. They expect him to, no doubt, at 6'7", do that. He's going to get a couple of free throws, has 2 points in the game. Fourth Silver Streak foul in the ballgame. Woodruff with seven. This is their first free throw attempt of the night. First one on the way, good.
Not a lot of arch there.
No, line drive.
Right down the well.
18-8 Galesburg. Woodruff now for the first time in the game. Josh Jenkins is 6'1 senior. Proud with the shh sound. And then the student section gets loud. Jordan missed the second free throw. Not a very good block out. And Galesburg trying to chase the ball down. They can't do it. Thrown off Garrett Williams. Victor Davis, the guy who didn't get a clean block out, so Woodruff gets another crack at it. 7:01 to play first half. Galesburg by 10.
Yeah, it was thrown off Garrett's face. Josh Jenkins doing what he had to do for Woodruff to save it in bounds. And Williams stays in, but might have a little bit of a red cheek after that one.
High-low from Jordan down to Amos. Trying to spin on Davis. Contact, no foul call. Davis high for the rebound. He's got six already. You're not going to get that call in there. Land of the trees. Dalton Davis, pocket picked. Back the other way, Woodruff. DeAndre Dorsey with his first bucket of the game in the second quarter, 18-10. Woodruff within eight.
Galesburg getting sloppy with the basketball now here early in the second period.
Going to see a substitution. McElberry going to come in just a moment for the Streaks. Up top with it, Chad Thompson way out. Guarded by Jordan. Hand off to Garrett Williams. Guarded by Jenkins. Top of the key, picks up his dribble. Dalton Davis been quiet, just a free throw for him in the early going. Using a high screen by Chad Thompson, he backs him off. Try and spread it out a little bit. Victor Davis off the screen. Dalton, wide open three left of the circle. Yep. Dalton Davis, first three of the game. Galesburg's first, and they needed that one. 21-10 Streaks. They were awful dry. Here comes DeAndre Dorsey back the other way. Shot no good. Inside, Victor Davis, the rebound. They're going to get him back over the back.
Yep, good call. And that's what Victor has to avoid this season, because a lot of times last year, early in a game, he'd pick up two fouls like that. You love the guy playing hard, bigger, but you got to be smart out there. When the guy's got position on you, go ahead and give him the board, unless, you know, it's fourth quarter and you only got two fouls, you take the chance. But early on, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, Davis huge right now with 9 points and six rebounds. Just his first foul, Galesburg's fifth. Lob inside, Jordan working on Chad Thompson. He traveled. Took the extra step. And turned it over. Woodruff, 10 turnovers in the first half. Still 5:45 to play. Galesburg winning 21-10.
Warriors just 4 of 14 from the field. Galesburg right now 9 out of 18, 50%.
High post pass, Chad Thompson off the screen. Dalton, here's another three right side. This one, he short-armed it. Rebound taken out in transition. D'Amico Johnson quickly the other way. Stolen from behind by McElmurray. He came out of nowhere and swiped it. He gives to Thompson in the front court. Right wing, Chad Thompson, long three on the way. In and out it goes. Tipped by Davis, no good. They continue to tip it around, and coming out with it, D'Amico Johnson. Woodruff escapes that one. Nice feed inside. Amos, the beneficiary of a pass from Dorsey. It was a pretty one. Amos, first bucket of the game, 21-12. Galesburg, and back the other way, a whistle. Galesburg's going to shoot.
Dorsey.
So Dorsey picks up his third. So that's a key note. 5:05 to go in the first half. Dorsey, their best guard, with three fouls.
And, you know, just like we were talking about Victor Davis for Galesburg, can't afford to go over the back. Dorsey can't afford fouls like that. You know, especially when you already got two in the first half. That reach just is not worth it. And as he heads to the end of the bench.
Dalton Davis split his first two free throws in the game, has 4 points. 1-1 here. On the way, he is long with the free throw, and Jordan the rebound. He's off a little bit right now. Woodruff up top with the ball. In the hands of D'Amico Johnson. Now on the right wing, Jenkins to Amos, to Johnson on the left wing. They cover him up. Up top, the ball goes to Levi Williams. Right wing, off the screen, Jenkins. He thought about a three, nothing there. Baseline jumper on the way, good. Put down by D'Amico Johnson. It's a two, his foot on the line. He's got seven off the bench, 21-14. That lead trickling down. Dalton Davis, left wing. Brandon Thompson up top, Victor Davis. He's just going to blow around his man. Leaning shot in the lane, pretty. That's not easy. Victor Davis hanging in the air, puts it through, 23-14, Galesburg. Victor with 11 already.
I think he's been watching some video of Joey Range on that one.
He
that
might
was
have.
Very much like Range.
Inside pass, shot good, bad, foul underneath by McElmurray. High-low game. Amos lays it in. He gets a three-point opportunity. McElmurray picks up foul number two. That was a, I'm not sure how that matchup came about, but that's 6'5 going up against about, he's listed at 5'11. He's more like 5'9.
Yeah, I think Mike Reynolds probably not real happy with our defense here in this second quarter. We've really given away the low part of the lane on several occasions, and now a three-point opportunity for Woodruff. But, you know, Victor Davis, that shot on the other end as the free throw is good. That's what Range used to do. He'd get in the middle of the paint with momentum, and you think, oh, he's going to charge. And then he would pull up, and he would the top part of his body would lean up and over for the shot, but he wouldn't crash into the guy, and that's exactly what Davis did.
Woodruff tried to apply the trap in the backcourt, and Williams picked up the reach-in foul, Levi Williams for Woodruff. No, they give it to Johnson. D'Amico Johnson now with three. He and Dorsey, three fouls apiece. So another one-on-one opportunity. This time it's Brandon Thompson at the line. Brandon with 4 points in the game. Galesburg just 2 of 5 from the line so far. Free throw on the way. All over the rim, down, no. Out it goes. And the rebound, too. Not helping themselves to Woodruff. Down on the baseline, trying to get inside, spinning, shooting. Amos, who had the rebound, he scored, and they are back within 4, 23-19.
Wow. Amos made room for himself that time, did a nice job on offense.
5-0 run by Woodruff. Victor Davis puts it on the floor, working on Amos. Beautiful fake to the basket, good, and a foul. That is a move he developed over the summer. We did not see that last year. Impossible to stop with the fakes. Wow. Very impressive.
Yeah, because early in his career, he was just kind of a bull in the china shop. Strong, but really didn't have much in the way of moves or fakes or anything. This time, he gets his man up in the air and then leans in, kisses it off the glass, and
made
hits
the free throw.
And that's another beautiful thing about Victor. A lot of times, you're big, strong guys, not good at the line. Victor's a very good free throw shooter.
Snaps a 5-0 run by Woodruff, 26-19. And a timeout on the floor. It's a full break. We'll take it as well. 26-19. Streaks, 3:45 to go, second quarter. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
26-19 on a gorgeous move by Victor Davis. Good for a three-point play. Woodruff, a couple guys in foul trouble. Three apiece for Dorsey and Johnson. Johnson with seven off the bench for them. Kevin Jordan with two. Galesburg's Ryan McElmurray with two. Woodruff, 10 team fouls. So Galesburg double bonus the rest of the half. Galesburg's next foul will send Woodruff to the line for 1-1. Levi Williams brings it up court for Woodruff, who had cut it within four and outscored Galesburg 5-0. Jenkins with it now. For Davis, hit the big bucket. Off the screen, up top. Wide open for a three. Caldwell missed it. Rebound taken off the floor by Amos. He is everywhere. And then a double dribble up top. Violation on Levi Williams. Woodruff, 11 turnovers. I like Amos. He is a big kid. Deceiving, very deceiving. This guy, he's faster a foot than you would think he is with that big body. Got a nose for the basketball. In the front court, Dalton Davis, dangerously close to a backcourt violation with a behind-the-back dribble to Chad Thompson. Up top, Dalton Davis, screened by Thompson. Davis trying to get rid of it, picks it up, gives to Victor, top of the key. He's going to put it on the floor and challenge, fadeaway jumper, no good. That was a real tough shot on Amos, good defense, and the rebound Levi Williams. On the right side, pass goes, and off his foot, out of bounds, Devontae McAfee.
Thank goodness their ball handling was so poor here in the first half. They're within 7 points, and that was 13th turnover.
Wow. Looked like they had something working on that side and just dribbled it off his foot. Up top, Dalton Davis swings it over. Left baseline, Chad Thompson going to the basket. Nice move, shot, no, just rolled out on him. Man hits the deck. For Woodruff, Devontae McAfee, I think he gets the foul. It is his second. Chad Thompson to the line to shoot two.
Chad thought he got called for a charge. He was running back down to the end of the court.
Never look like you're guilty of anything. He didn't charge anyway. Chad last year was 69% free throw shooter, going for his first point of the ball game. Left-hander fires away. Boy, Galesburg's free throw shooting horrendous right now. 1-for-4 in the quarter, 3-for-8 in the game. That's how Woodruff's hanging around.
Yeah, we've got three guys out there that are pretty good at shooting the three, but so far tonight, just the Dalton Davis, Trey, the only one so far.
27-19 as Thompson splits the two free throws. It's always that first game, the legs. Jenkins, long three left of his circle, spun out on him. Dalton Davis, the rebound. That one was all the way down and came out on him. Bad pass to McElmurray. Did not lead him. Threw it behind him, and Dalton Davis threw it away. He's getting a little sloppy. And a timeout called by Woodruff with 30-second break, so we'll hang on to it here. 27-19. Oh, they changed it to, no, it's a 30. The board says 60, it's a 30, so we'll hang on to it here. Galesburg, a 27-19 lead. Victor Davis, he has been the man with 14.7 rebounds already in the ballgame.
Wow.
Man, he's going to put some big numbers up if stays out of foul trouble.
Yep, that's right, all season long. You know, this Woodruff team we talked about, this is their final year. Last year that Woodruff will have a school at the back of their warm-up shirts have 19, was it?
That's right.
37 to 2010 on the back in tribute to their final season here. And you know, I was talking with Ken Burns, their assistant coach. He was a graduate of Woodruff in 1982, you know, obviously he's real sad to see the decision made over in Peoria that Woodruff will be no more. He's been a coach here, as I said, since Eddie Brooks, and Woodruff used to come to this Thanksgiving tournament years ago when it was that four-team event when East St. Louis and Aurora West used to come, and some great games then.
1-2-2 press employed by Galesburg. Woodruff got it in the front court, then Jenkins had trouble with it on the left side and traveled. That's a ton of turnovers.
Well, and that's one that the coach is as a coach, really, because it was uncontested. I mean, nobody's even putting any pressure on him and just got very sloppy with the ball.
About half of them have been that way, too.
Yeah.
McElmurray brings it up.
I guess it is opening night.
It is. That's evident. Levi Williams guarding him to Brandon Thompson, left wing. Up top, Chad Thompson, guarded by the 6'7 sophomore Jordan. Down to Davis, right baseline, shoots it over Jordan, or rather took the shot over someone else. Rebound, Caldwell. Back the other way, going to the basket. Nice shot. Kissed it off the glass.
The
Amos.
Boy, yeah.
Amos with 9, all of them in the quarter, 27-21. He's starting to play hard. He's starting to get into the flow. Yeah, and losing it is Brandon Thompson back the other way. A.J. Caldwell, layup, good. Now Galesburg back in a funk again. Caldwell's first bucket of the game, 27-23, back to a four-point lead. Davis spinning, going to the basket, missed the shot. Board, good with the left hand. Dalton Davis worked hard, rewarded with the basket.
Just simply outworked two Woodruff players who should have had the board there, and he went up in between them and got that second chance.
Shot inside, no good. Offensive rebound taken out by Amos. His shot, no good. Tipped around, Victor Davis comes away with the rebound. Boy, if Victor wasn't in the game, I'd hate to think where Galesburg would be right now on the glass. Davis trying to break down Amos on the right side. Goes to the goal. Missed the shot. Rebound taken out by Jordan. Victor, a nice move to Amos, who beat everybody down the floor. And that is going to make one Mike Reynolds very upset. Amos with the basket just beat everyone down the floor. 29-25. Streaks, 48 seconds to go first half. Man-to-man defense. Brandon Thompson gets it up. Galesburg needs a basket. Thompson, right wing, puts it on the floor, goes to the hole, shot off the glass, good.
Charging.
But a charge. Ouch. Jump stop, Brandon. Second foul on Thompson. And they're going to bring Garrett Williams back into the basketball game. And Woodruff will take Jenkins out and bring back in Devontae McAfee, a starter. 29-25. Woodruff very fortunate right now. Amos has been the guy.
Been a gritty effort on their part to overcome all their turnovers and still be in this thing.
30 seconds to go. They may hold for one unless they get an easy one here. Devontae McAfee up top gives it to Caldwell. And they'll reset the offense with Levi Williams at the point, guarded by Garrett Williams. 18 seconds. They will hold for one. Galesburg kind of playing off a little bit. Man-to-man defense. 13-12. Just kind of crossing over with the basketball up top. Levi Williams. 8 seconds. 7. Up top with it, McAfee on the left wing. Gives it to Caldwell. 2-1. Long three up top. No good by Williams. Unfortunately, that did not go. And Galesburg, what was a 12-point lead at one part of the game, outscored by 5 in the second quarter, and they lead Woodruff at the break, 29-25. Stay tuned for the halftime report brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options, and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Coming soon, a chance for you to win one of the gift baskets of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Field Gymnasium, 29-25 at the intermission. Galesburg on the winning side of that score, however, it kind of makes you nervous at this point. Woodruff, all kinds of trouble in the first half, handling the basketball. And with the early fouls, they were had sent Galesburg into the bonus at the 1:22 mark of the first quarter. Victor Davis, a big first quarter with 9 points in the quarter. And then Woodruff, good composure, and outscored Galesburg after Galesburg led 16-7 after one, 18-13. In the second quarter to get within four at the half. They've been within four a couple of times at 27-23. Galesburg, a basket by Davis, got him back to a six-point lead. And then Amos caught fire in the second quarter, already in double figures, 11 all in the quarter, keeping Woodruff in the game. And it's Galesburg with a four-point lead at the half, 29-25. A halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all of your insurance needs. Galesburg in the first half, free throw shooting one of the problems. Certainly not good tonight. The legs, I'm guessing it's the first game of the season. Maybe the legs are a factor. 4 of 9 in the first half. Woodruff just 3 free throw attempts. They're 2 out of 3.
Well, and Woodruff, a big problem for Galesburg. I don't think they want to give the Warriors 17 shots at the basket in any more quarters. That's what they had in that second quarter. Woodruff not still, their shooting percentage has gone up a little bit in the second period. A lot of that because they're getting some things inside that they weren't getting in that first quarter when they're either launching or turning it over. But, boy, 17 cracks at it, 4 offensive rebounds, and numerous opportunities coming off of those Galesburg turnovers in the second quarter. So what looked like at the outset, Galesburg got out to a 10-0 lead. As you said, Mike, we're up 12 a time or two, and you're thinking this is going to be a pretty easy opening game sometimes from the way this thing was flowing. I had concerns, though. I've seen it happen so many times where a team just looks awful for a few minutes and then all of a sudden gets the nerves out and the game settles in and all of a sudden you have a ball game, and that's exactly where we're at here at the break. Galesburg from the field, 12 out of 27, so they're a little under 50%, as are the Warriors at 11 out of 26 overall. Rebounding edge, I'm showing actually to Woodruff right now pretty solidly, 19 to 12 on the glass, and like you said, without Victor Davis, it might be 19-2.
Yeah,
and the turnovers, that's where the Warriors killed themselves early in this one. 14 overall, got a little better in the second quarter for Galesburg. 6 overall turnovers, 5 in the second quarter. And again, Mike, it was one of those, seemed like the turnovers we had directly led to Woodruff points, and that makes a big difference in what happens after the turnover. And the Warriors, as many of the Peoria area schools are, able to cash in. You know, you play Manu, you play Central, these guys, they know what to do with it when they get a turnover and how to turn it into points.
And they're not quitting, no doubt about it. 4-point Galesburg lead. Go through the individual scoring when we come back. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service. From Pekin Insurance, you'll put your mind at ease.
I am not looking forward to winter. Playing in the snow is fun and all, but last year I had to wear my coat even in the house. Mom and Dad said they were trying to save money by turning the furnace down. Way down. Brr. I sure hope they call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating this year.
High-efficiency furnaces will save you money and qualify for a tax credit. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
Back at Thiel Gymnasium, halftime score, Galesburg 29, Woodruff 25. Let's run through the scoring. Victor Davis leading everyone. 14 points, 8 rebounds in the first half. 9 of the points coming in the first quarter. 6 points for Dalton Davis. 2 for Ryan McElmurray. McElmurray with 2 fouls along with Brandon Thompson. Thompson, 4 points in the first half, all in the first quarter. 1 point for Chad Thompson. Got to get him going. Garrett Williams, 2 points off the bench. And Ryan Ricketts played but did not score. Woodruff led by Ty Amos, 11, all of his coming in the second quarter, and he has 6 rebounds, 7 points for D'Amico Johnson off the bench, and a big 3 at the end of the first quarter to keep Woodruff in the game. 3 points for Kevin Jordan, 3 rebounds for the 6'7 sophomore, 2 points for A.J. Caldwell, and 2 for DeAndre Dorsey. 3 fouls kind of saddled him, picked up his third at the 5:05 mark of the second quarter. And Galesburg, a 4-point lead. The number is brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Hope to visit here momentarily on the halftime with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. I'm not sure if our wireless mic is down there. I think that's what we're trying to find, and I think Jim has it. Let's hope the battery's okay. And we'll visit with Coach Cheeseman here as we're about to get going here in the second half of play. Someone's got Jim's ear over there. And again, Galesburg, 12-point lead at 1 point in the first half. That lead has been whittled down to 4. And Galesburg hoping to shoot it a little bit better, certainly better from the free throw line, as they made just 4 of 9 free throw attempts. And a 4-point lead at the intermission. Keep watching down on the floor to see if they're going to break huddle. Of course, there's only about a minute to go before we go into the second half of play. And we'll go down to the floor. Jim Lee and Coach Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Steve Cheeseman here with us at halftime. And Steve, obviously got off to a real good start, but things got a little tougher in the second quarter for you.
Yeah, we got bogged down. They took away some of the things that we were trying to do. We didn't work through things as well as we would have liked. We played awfully hard. You sometimes have that in the first games. You're trying to seek the level that you're comfortable with. We'll make a couple adjustments and go right to work here in the second half.
Those adjustments, trying to get a few more looks for our three-point shooters?
Yeah, and also let's slow down things offensively a little bit, be a little bit better execution-wise. We got a little choppy, and if we do that, we'll be fine.
Great, thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jim.
Steve Cheeseman, assistant coach, appreciates his time as we get going into the second half. 29-25, Galesburg off to a phenomenal start, a 10-0 lead at the 5.5-minute mark of the first quarter. Woodruff got a bucket, the 3:58 mark, their first bucket of the ball game, and trailed 14-2 at one point, cut the lead to 9 at the end of the first quarter, and outscored Galesburg 18-13 in the second quarter. Galesburg on the floor with the starters, McElmurray, Thompson, Davis. And it's the starting five as well for Woodruff, as DeAndre Dorsey brings it in the front court. Woodruff basketball over on the left wing. It goes to A.J. Caldwell. Now they swing it right side. Dorsey off a screen up top. Caldwell with the basketball down on the baseline. They swing it around. Back to Dorsey. Guarded by McElmurray. Puts it on the floor. Spinning. Fadeaway jumper on the left side. No good. Tipped around. Taken off the floor by Dalton Davis. In transition, Galesburg the other way. Davis up top. Thought about a three. Swings it over to Chad Thompson. Back to Dalton Davis. Just underway here in the third quarter. Davis guarded closely up top. Victor Davis putting it on the floor. Wants to take Amos to the rack. Shot up off the glass. Good! That's an impossible shot to guard if you're Amos. He's all over him, and Davis just kissed it off the glass on the left block. Inside to Amos. He'll work on Davis. Fadeaway jumper off the glass. He returns the favor.
Sure does.
Battle of big men right now. 31-27. Amos with 13. Victor with 16. Played a minute, and we're still at a four-point Galesburg lead. Right wing, McElmurray into Victor. Here comes the double team. He splits the double team to the basket, lays it in. Wow! Just stepped right between the two defenders and laid it in. 33-27, Galesburg. Back the other way, Dorsey to the basket. Shot good. He split two guys himself. Dorsey, it's been a while since he scored.
I feel sorry for the teams that play either Woodruff or Galesburg that don't have a strong man down low.
Oh, yeah.
Because these two guys are putting up points against each other, but they'll really put them up against somebody that's soft down low.
Thompson had an advantage, picked up his dribble. He got stolen from behind. Woodruff back the other way. Layup by Dorsey's good. And they are within two, 33-31. McElmurray brings it up. Coach Mike Reynolds pacing the sideline, getting a little nerve-wracking at this point as Woodruff has turned up its game. Dalton Davis up top, Chad Thompson covered up inside Victor. Over to Brandon Thompson, three on the left baseline, no good. Rebound tipped, here comes Woodruff. Three-on-one opportunity, and then almost stolen away, Levi Williams controls. Right side three by Dorsey, good. He is catching fire now. And just like that, Woodruff has a 34-33 lead at the 5:45 mark of the third quarter.
Well, our trio of guards have got to get it going because they are just getting completely outplayed right now.
Off the screen, Dalton Davis. Fadeaway jumper on the right side, no good. And the rebound to Dorsey, and here comes that speed they talk about all the way to the basket. Shot, no, blocking foul called. McElmurray, I think. And right now, no, it's not McElmurray. They're bringing in Garrett Williams off the bench. Galesburg getting outplayed right now. Dalton Davis trying to rally the troops a little bit, clapping the hands, encouraging them. Dorsey to the free throw line. He has 7 in the quarter, 9 in the ball game. Two shots coming up, and Woodruff a one-point lead. Galesburg student section trying to affect the shooter. They're on the opposite side. Dorsey knocks it through. 36, make it 35-33, Woodruff. 8 straight Woodruff points.
Well, coming into the season, people had asked me about the streaks. I said my biggest concern is if Victor Davis gets into foul trouble. Well, he's not in foul trouble tonight, but you can imagine where we'd be if that happened, because he's all we've got right now offensively, and that's got to change. And I still think that it will before the game's over. We've got too many good shooters out there to not have somebody catch a hot hand.
A loose ball foul called on Woodruff. So Galesburg gets the basketball back. They're going to face full court pressure. And Garrett Williams turned it over. Galesburg now with 6 turnovers in the ballgame. Woodruff with 15. But they're in charge right now. They lead 35-33. Remarkable turnaround, an 8-0 run in the third quarter. Dorsey working. They swing it around. Up top, Williams. He traveled with the basketball. Thank you very much. Levi Williams shuffling the feet. He gives it back to the streaks, and they need a basket bad. Then outscored here in the quarter, 10-4.
Woodruff keeping the pressure on.
Oh, yeah.
Done most of the game. They will, mostly a full court man, and the streaks have been able to get across the timeline pretty good in most cases, but then have gotten a little sloppy at times once they get to where they're getting into the offense.
Sloppy, a pass from Chad Thompson to Victor Davis. Not much spacing there, and Woodruff bails him out with a foul. Amos picks up his second already in the quarter and has three in the ballgame.
So Amos and Dorsey both with three.
D'Amico Johnson, who had seven in the first half. So three of their scores. Dalton Davis, three right baseline, no good. Tippo Thompson gets it back. He can't put it through. He gets knocked to the floor almost, and two cracks at it, no points to show for it. He thought he got fouled. I thought he got fouled, but they've been consistent. They're not calling it underneath there, so that's the way they're going to let it go.
Well, and you know, you appreciate Chad's effort on there, but at that point, you're as tall as Chad. You get that ball, and you go back up.
That's
he's
right.
trying to volleyball the thing back up there and do it while he's still in the air, and you're not going to make many of those. Mm-hmm. He's got to get that and go up strong. I know he's not as strong as Victor at this point in his career, but still, he's got the height. He can take that straight up.
Oh, blowing his way to the basket. Oh, my. Dorsey, layup good and a foul. Thompson, Brandon Thompson coming back into the ballgame, picking up the foul for Galesburg. Garrett Williams, his second. He's had a rough debut.
A little surprised that Coach Reynolds not taking a timeout here. Woodruff clearly in charge of the first half of this third quarter.
10-0 run, make it 11 as Dorsey hits the free throw, and they are just exploding. Dorsey is gone mad in the second half. Here's a steal. Dalton Davis loses the ball. Shot put up and good by A.J. Caldwell. 13-0 run, 40-33. Woodruff, biggest lead of the game right now, and they are going for the kill. My, how things turn. Dalton Davis, nice feed to Thompson. Missed the layup underneath. Got too far underneath the basket. Out of bounds, the ball goes. Mike Reynolds pumping his fist over there. He is obviously frustrated. Galesburg will keep the basketball. 4:24 to go, third quarter. Woodruff, a 13-0 run to take a 7-point lead.
Since Galesburg jumped out to a 10-0 lead in this game, Woodruff has outscored us by 17 points.
Dalton Davis, the trigger man, underneath his basket to Brandon Thompson. Long jumper baseline, left side, no good. Victor Davis had it for a moment, can't control it. Dorsey back the other way, layup, no good. Chad Thompson maybe got a piece of it. Rebound to McElmurray. Galesburg back the other way. Dalton Davis strong to the goal. Shot good, and that was needed is an understatement. Desperately seeking a basket and got it. 40-35, and Dalton Davis to the line for a three-point play. He has eight in the game. Snaps the big run by Woodruff.
Well, we can't think that it's going to get any easier, because if we can't keep up with the Woodruff guards going up and down the court, Wednesday night's not going to be a walk in the park with Manuel.
That won't be fun.
They destroyed us last year playing that game, and we've got to be able to prevent that so much this year.
Dalton Davis just 1 of 4 from the line. He misses the free throw. Back the other way. A long three on the right side put up. No good by Caldwell. Brandon Thompson comes away with the board. So they miss one. Galesburg down 5. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Got to gather. Up top, long three by Victor. In and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Dorsey. He's going to slow it down. DeAndre Dorsey. 11 points in this third quarter by Dorsey, 13 of the game. Saddled with some foul trouble in the first half. He's got the ball now left wing, guarded by McElmurray. Down to Amos, back and in Victor Davis. Davis keeping his hands up, faking, shooting, and made it. That made it, just made that look too easy. Amos with 15 in the game, 42-35. And this place is quiet right now. 3:18 and counting in the third quarter. Galesburg in trouble. Right wing, Thompson over to Dalton Davis. Pull-up jumper off the glass of the baseline. Left side, that's a tough shot. He got it to go through, and a timeout on the floor, 42-37. Woodruff the lead. We'll take it as well. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Cole's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of
great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
The excitement of high school sports really takes me back.
Our team at Bates is proud to support the Silver Streaks for another winning season.
Hey, I think that guy just hit another home run.
Isn't it time for your nap?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Barnhart. Fighting Illini basketball team's next matchup in the Las Vegas Invitational is against Wofford. We'll bring you all the action starting at 8 p.m. tomorrow night on WGIL.
Galesburg basketball trailing by 5. Chad Thompson, 3 on the right side. And it is face no good. Rebound, Jordan. And Woodruff back with the ball and a 5-point lead. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. It's been all Woodruff in this quarter. Although Galesburg's had chances, just there's a lid on the basket. Can't get a shot to go down with regularity. Dorsey with the ball. He's been tough in the third quarter. Lobbed it inside. Lazy pass for Jordan. Stolen away by Chad Thompson. Good defense and good overplay by Thompson. Dalton Davis back the other way. Dumps it off to Victor Davis. Shot up off the rim. Good. It goes down and a three-point opportunity. High arching shot on the left block spinning. He hit it. That was huge and a three-point opportunity. 42-39. Woodruff.
Yeah, Victor Davis may have lost a pound or two in that timeout because Coach Mike Reynolds met him and really got in his face about the defense that was played on the previous possession when Amos went up and scored fairly easily right in front of him. And Victor makes a three-point conversion there with the free throw.
42-40, Woodruff. Victor Davis in the game with 21. He had a 120-point game all last season. He's going to have a lot of them this year. Dorsey, no-look feed to Amos. Defense collapsed, and Amos laid it in. Beautiful pass from Dorsey. Yeah. 44-40, Woodruff.
Knew what he was doing. Victor came over to help out, but that was the guards again. The guards playing defense with their arms instead of their legs and their body that time, and the Woodruff guards just exploiting that.
Chad Thompson having some trouble with the ball out on the left side. Gets it to Dalton Davis. They have a breakaway opportunity. Right side three by McElmurray. Yes, it's good on the right side. Big hoop McElmurray. He's got 5. 44-43, Woodruff. He's improved the shooting a bit. Last year, he doesn't take that shot. Up top, Dorsey, a long three. Missed it badly. Chad Thompson high for the rebound. His fifth of the game. Galesburg a chance to regain the lead. Crossover dribble up top, behind the back. Dalton Davis trying to get some separation. They're really overplaying on Victor inside. And a reach-in foul. Woodruff picks up team foul number 5 as Brandon Thompson, or rather McElmurray, falls to the floor then ties the shoe. And Devontae Dorsey picks up his 4th. He's going to have to come out of the game, and that's good news for Galesburg. 105 to go in the quarter, down 44-43.
And good news, the Streaks have played a little better here offensively of late, got the crowd back into it. You mentioned, Mike, how quiet it was, and especially the student body. They were looking for a reason to cheer, and now they finally had one on a few consecutive trips.
Dalton Davis into Victor, put it on the floor. Yep. Jumper, no, but a foul called. 2 shots coming up for Victor, and that's that time where he does put it on the floor without making a move, and that's very dangerous.
And there's a jump stop and there's traveling. I thought he traveled that time. I thought we caught a break. Both feet went up, down, and then he went up. But I'll take it. But
oh, absolutely.
Probably got away with one on that.
Victor, 21 points in the game, in and out. Got to make free throws. I know it's tough right now, this part of the season. The legs are dying right now. It's 3 for 5 from the line, 21 points. This will tie the game if he can get it to go. 56 seconds to go, third quarter. He made it. 44-44. So Galesburg's come full circle. 52 seconds to go, third quarter. Now we've got a barn burner. Inside, Jordan fadeaway over Davis. No good. Rebounding, nobody blocked out. No blockout. And the offensive board to D'Amico Johnson, and they get a chance to hold for one if they want to. Jenkins up top, guarded by Thompson. Now they give to Levi Williams. McElmurray on him. They'll spread the floor. 32 seconds, 44 all, third quarter. Chad Thompson out on the point of a zone now. 1-2-2 zone, Galesburg. Thompson on the point, long arm, 6'6 junior. 20 seconds, just kind of dribbling near the scorer's table, enough to get the 5 off. 5-second count, not quite close enough to be on yet. 11 seconds, 10 seconds, using the zone to try and cover some holes. Bounce pass to Jenkins on the right side, dribbling through. Ball stripped away. He just traveled, no call. Dalton Davis ties him up, though Woodruff gets the ball back. Unfortunately, good hustle by Davis with 2 seconds to go in the quarter. Underneath their own basket, Jenkins will throw it in. Watch Amos on the left side. They get it in, putting it on the floor. Losing the basketball, fortunately, at the buzzer, D'Amico Johnson. And we have played three, and we are tied. Woodruff, big third quarter, 44 all as we go to the fourth. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 5.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
The Galesburg girls basketball team begins Western Big Six Conference play Tuesday night on the road at Quincy. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Eric Gibson and me for the broadcast beginning at 7:10 Tuesday here on Galesburg Radio 14.
Fourth quarter, Galesburg basketball as we get underway. Tied at 44, Woodruff and the Streaks in the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Galesburg tomorrow, Manuel, they're trying to get Woodruff today. Down, Victor Davis pulls his guy over. No call, gets the basket, powers his way to the goal. Galesburg back on top, 46-44, just underway here in the fourth quarter. Up top. Williams, he is tripped. No, oh. Traveling violation. Thought we were going to get a call. A tripping foul on Galesburg. Probably should have. They get him with a travel. That's a tough turnover.
Boy, Coach Ken Burns much more calm over there than I would have been on that one.
Yeah, I would have been mad.
He took the high road because Chad Thompson clearly tripped him going through.
Dorsey back in the game for the, well, as long as he can hang in with four fouls. They got to have him out there. Galesburg a two-point lead and the basketball. Up top, Davis, he's going to put it on the floor, goes to the goal, hangs in the air, down it goes! Victor Davis! 26 for Davis, 48-44. He has been the man tonight, no doubt about it. Staying out of foul trouble. Up top with the basketball, Woodruff. McAfee spinning on Brandon Thompson down the lane. Thought he traveled there instead of foul on the floor. Just the third team foul on Galesburg, so no big deal. Well, Ryan McElmurray, I believe, picked it up his third.
I was going to say, Dorsey with the four fouls. I was going to wait and see how long will it be before he comes in. Here he is right now.
Oh, yeah.
This buzzer brings both he and Amos back.
Whoever he's guarding, go at him. Go at him. Get him out of the game. You got to have guys to dish it inside. Amos and he are the key players. And he gets the inbounds pass, falling out of bounds, saves it to A.J. Caldwell. Up top. Driving down the lane, McAfee hanging in the air. Tough shot, spins out on him. Chad Thompson, nice game on the glass, sixth rebound. Galesburg a chance to add to a four-point lead in a hurry. Victor Davis to the goal, hanging shot, no good this time. They have Jordan on his back, but no foul called there. Jordan the rebound. 6:40 to play, 48-44 Galesburg. Back
nice
the other way, beautiful feed to Amos from Dorsey. That was pretty.
You know, Dorsey's one of those guys, he makes the game look so easy. It's not, but he's just quick enough and confident enough that he makes it look easy as Davis. Yep. Dalton misses a layup.
Missed the layup, and they come away with the board. Caldwell, did they just give it back? He did. He carried the basketball, and they don't like the call. Actually, it was Dorsey who gets called for it. Their 19th turnover. Galesburg, by comparison, just six. Now seven with the charge earlier.
I mean, you know, Dorsey doesn't look like he's breathing hard.
No.
I mean, it doesn't look like he broke a sweat out there. He just... He is a very smooth player, and we were reading things, so they thought that he was probably the quickest player in the Peoria
right.
area, and that's
Mike
saying
Reynolds said the same thing.
That is saying something.
Right wing, Dalton Davis, guarded by Caldwell, inside, Victor, tied up, trying to get rid of it. He's still trying to get called a timeout, smart play. Galesburg still with three timeouts. He knew he was in trouble. It's really a key part of the game. He says, I want a timeout, 30-second break, so we'll hang on to it here. Galesburg a 48-46 lead. They came out in the quarter, scored the first two buckets. took the four-point lead, tied it at the 56-second mark of the third quarter. Woodruff came back with a basket, so it's anyone's game right now. But the key thing, it's Dorsey with four fouls. Amos, who's done a great job staying out of foul trouble, has allowed him to really do some damage. He has 19 to lead them.
Well, you know, both of these teams, it's just an opener. You always want to win your opener.
Sure.
But I think with the way this tournament is shaping up, you hate to lose that opener, especially
sure.
because what you're looking at down the road, of course, Galesburg got Manuel next. You got Thornridge down here. We don't know that much about him,
yeah,
but Thornridge
is Thornridge
always...
the good Thornridge or the real good
yeah,
Thornridge?
I was going to say, that
good.
Program is always tough, and so... There are some pretty good teams in here, and wait till next year. We'll bring Moline into the mix as well. This tournament's
going to
be strong for a while.
Three on the way. Dalton Davis, they left him alone. No good. High for the rebound. Coming away with it is Dorsey. He can get up in the air, too. Other way, coast to coast. Jumper from the free throw line area. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Ooh, we got a break. McElmurray tipped that ball out. They thought it was Amos. From this angle, it looked like McElmurray. We'll take it. Galesburg basketball, 5:53 to play. Two-point lead. Dalton Davis brings it up. They force him to his right. Guarded by Caldwell. Right wing, McElmurray inside. They're working it to Victor Davis every time they can. I don't blame him. Victor just got tripped up inside, and he's going to shoot 1-1. That's team foul number 7 at the 5:41 mark of the game. Jordan picked it up, and he had been in foul trouble earlier. That's the first foul he's had since the first quarter. That should be team foul number 7. It is Victor to the line. He's 4-for-6 from the stripe, has 26 points in the game. 27. You know he's going to put up some monstrous numbers this season, but there's going to be teams watching this tape going, we're going to make these guards beat us.
Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be to our benefit because I think these guards,
they're better.
They're going to be a lot better than what you're seeing tonight. They got to be shooting the ball. We've seen them be better, and I got to think as they get into this, it's going to improve. But, you know, you're playing Woodruff. When you play Manuel, they may not look much better against Manuel because these are some of the quickest teams we'll see all season.
Ooh, a reach-in foul called. And they're going to say a shooting foul on that. Two shots. Dorsey kind of hung up going down the lane. Mike Reynolds doesn't particularly like the call. I know I don't. I don't think he was shooting at all. Wasn't in the act at all. Either way, he's going to the line to shoot two. Looked like a walk, but instead Dorsey to the stripe. He's 2-for-3 in the game. First one on the way. Got it.
You know, the Western Big Six is, there's quick players, but I think it's still a little more of a physical league than the Peoria area. Peoria is more of a quick league.
Dorsey made them both, 50-48. Galesburg facing some pressure. Dalton Davis gets around Caldwell. Pulls up top of the key. Ooh, he thought about pulling the trigger. 5:20 to go. In the game, a two-point Galesburg lead. 50-48. Bounce pass on the left side. McElmurray guarded closely by Dorsey. Up top, Victor Davis puts it on the floor. Around Jordan to the goal. Hanging. Good. And a charge. Oh, no. Or is it a charge? It's a block. Take that back. Count the basket, the official says. I thought they were going to get him on a charge. Basket counts. Foul on Woodruff. And that is it. Or is it for someone? Yeah, someone's fouled out of the game.
I think Amos.
It is Amos. That's huge. He's going to leave the ball game with 19 points and 6 rebounds. Davis, meanwhile, is going to go to the line trying to get another three-point play, and he has just been Superman tonight.
Yeah. I tell you, Amos is going to have a good year, though.
Oh, he's tough.
He plays hard and
physical.
Probably
nice touch.
He's a step slower than Victor, but really got some nice moves in there and hangs in there and plays hard.
Davis with a career high 30, going for 31, and more importantly, a 5-point Galesburg lead. Free throw on the way. He got it to go down. Wow. Monster numbers for Victor Davis. 53-48. 5:07 to go in the game. Galesburg trying to hang on defensively. They're in a zone. I take that back. They go man-to-man. Man-to-man. Long jumper on the right side. Swished it through. Three made by Devontae McAvee. His first bucket of the game. How big was that? 53-51.
Saw Alleman's Larry Schulte down in the doorway at halftime. He's here taking things in a little bit.
Up top, Dalton Davis. Hawked. He gets around his man. Jumper in the lane. Pull up. No. Tipped in by Victor Davis. He's everywhere. One-hand tip with the right hand. Davis.
Well, with Amos out,
he should just have his way even more.
I mean, Jordan's, he's tall, but he's he's just not as good as Amos. And now Victor, oh boy, Victor on the rebound there. He's the only
double-double
man in the paint right now.
33 points, 10 rebounds for Victor Davis. Give it to him every time. He'll take Jordan much smaller in the hole, and that's what they're going to do. Right side, Dalton Davis with it. Off the screen, McElmurray. Bounce to Victor. Sizes his man up. Pull-up jumper, 15. Spins out on him. And the rebound to Dorsey.
When he starts to hit that shot,
yeah, then it's lights out.
Well, then the college coaches all really start to salivate when he can start to hit that shot. There won't be much he can't do.
Full timeout called by Woodruff. We'll take the break as well. Galesburg leads 55-51, 4:02 to play. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash-building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable, guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
A change at the Knox County Farm Bureau. Hi, I'm Jim Lee, and on the WGIL Midday tomorrow at 11:15, we'll hear from outgoing manager Christy Lang and newcomer Kelly Wagahoff.
4:02 to play. Galesburg, a 55-51 lead. Victor Davis' story, 33 points, 10 rebounds. And with Amos out of the game, you consider they should go to him. And over and back, Devontae Dorsey, forced by McElmurray and Thompson to step on the line. He did. 20 turnovers on Woodruff, and Galesburg really need to build on this lead right now. Jordan, the guy guarding Davis, he comes up to the high post. Here he goes to the basket. Jump stop to the lane. Flying through the air. Good. Can't stop him. No way.
That mid-air adjustment, that's a great thing. Otherwise,
that's
he
new.
Charges. But he's in the air. He slides to the middle of the lane, avoids the man, gets the glass. That's a real nice move for Davis.
He's a man among boys right now. 57-51. Inside, Jordan throws it away. Woodruff in trouble now. Victor Davis has taken over this game.
Woodruff, after having only two third-quarter turnovers, I've got him for four in this fourth period. He had a slew of them early on that allowed us to build the lead, and they nearly forced one there.
Dangerous pass by Thompson. Chad Thompson to Victor Davis, tipped out of bounds. Woodruff, full court pressure, 3:30 to go. Six-point streaks lead. Dalton Davis bringing it up. Guarded by Caldwell. Galesburg's Davis dribbles the left side to Victor. He's going to go to the basket, puts it on the floor. Spinning inside, double-teamed. Still trying to get the shot off. Does not get the two-shot foul, but he's going to go to the line nonetheless for 1-1 with 35 points in the ball game.
Well, and Coach Ken Burns from Woodruff is now saying, you know, what do we got to do to get a call?
I don't know that there's much they can do right now with the way he can fake. That's the difference right now. You mentioned the jump stop and going in the air, but now the fakes that he is able to dish out. He is one tough matchup. Davis going for point number 36. Free throw on the way. Good. It has been a long time. I have not been here and seen a Silver Streak player score this many. I know you have. I'd be curious to find out who the last one was.
I watched Range put up a double nickel.
Oh, sure. 55 twice.
But, yeah, that's
certainly
that's
someone
been a while.
Since then, I would imagine. Free throw no good on the second attempt. Tipped around. Grabbed by Chad Thompson. Run some clock, boys. 3:15 to go in the ballgame. Chad Thompson, 7 rebounds, just a point, but 7 boards tonight. He's been big in that regard. Victor, top of the key. Left side, Dalton Davis. Take your time. Inside, Victor. Shorter man on him, and behind him is Jordan looking to play help side. Dalton Davis now dribbles up top of the key. Big orange basketball in the middle of the floor. He's tipping it. Right side, Thompson, backdoor nice play, McElmurray faking, and he's fouled underneath. He's going to the line to shoot two, and a technical foul whistled on Woodruff.
Well, and I think it's going to go against
one of the players,
Dorsey, who fouled out anyway.
Yep, you're right. So this may just salt it away.
You know, I was sitting here trying to think, you know, Joel Dietrich, I know, had a 30-point night. Curtis Kilgore had several. In fact, I think Curtis put up about 36 on Quincy one night. But
it's a lot of points.
Jordan Watson had a 30-point night or two in there. But those are pretty few and far between.
Things looking real good right now. They're going to get several free throws and a possession out of this. McElmurray to the line has 5 points in the game. He's getting two shots. Free throw, good.
Yeah, I mentioned Joel Dietrich. Good to see him playing basketball.
Yes,
again.
It is.
Monmouth College said he loves the game again now after kind of an Andre Agassi type of thing. He just got to where he kind of hated it. It was expected of him, and now he's enjoying it again. So.
McElmurray in and out with the second. Boy, they've had a rough go to start the season. You get Minnesota State, a D2 school, and then Central Iowa, who's always knockout good. So a rough couple games to start the season. They'll be okay, though. Now Victor's going to go to the line and shoot the technicals. Or technical. 59-51 Galesburg. Davis free throw. Good. He's got 37. And another coming up. 60-51. Galesburg's taken over in the fourth quarter. This one he willed it in, leaning his body. 38 for Davis and a 10-point Galesburg lead. And they'll get the ball back.
Well, Victor's had a great night, and I think he's played within what the officials, they're allowing him to do a lot of things in there. There's some Western Big Six road games where he'd be on the bench with four fouls right now, but he's been able to get away, I think, with a few things, muscle up, and maybe some areas he would have got whistled for in some of the Big Six games. But, you know, that's what you got to do when you're out there. You got to know what the officials are calling.
Sure.
And, you know, if you got to back off a little and play a little, you know, a little more cautiously some nights, but nights where they're saying, hey, have at it, you do the damage. And Victor has certainly done that to Woodruff tonight.
38 points. In the backcourt to Dalton Davis. Streaks on top, double-digit lead again. 61-51, a 17-7 run in this fourth quarter to put them over the top so far. 2:40 to play, and they're hoping to get a win on the opening night. Inside to Victor. Two men on him, faking, shooting, missed the shot, and he's going to the line. Could have 40 after this trip.
Yeah, and he clearly got crushed that time.
Great fakes, great moves in the post. He has really improved his offensive game in terms of fakes and stopping in air and hanging in the air and making himself very hard to guard.
You know, and Kevin Jordan, he's 6'7", but he's just a sophomore and somewhat thin, and, you know, he's just not able to handle down low the way Amos does, and Amos is fouled out.
Victor missed the first. Tough first game, those legs, and Reynolds has only gone 7 deep in this game. Missed them both. Rebounded Jenkins.
Had a chance for a 40-point night.
Sure
if
did.
He's making free throws.
Absolutely, he's missed a bunch. Top Williams with the basketball, skips it over. The end of the hands of Devontae McAfee. He's going to put it on the floor. A little jump stop, kiss off the glass, no good. Chad Thompson high for the rebound for the Streaks. He has 8. Long pass down to McElmurray. Catch and shoot, good. That was pretty. Brandon Thompson to McElmurray, 63-51. They've just about knocked this team out. Right side, long three by Jenkins on the way. High arching shot, no good. Off the floor, Dalton Davis, his 6th rebound of the game. 10 points, 6 boards. And he runs into a man near the scorer's table, gets rid of it to Brandon Thompson. Crossover dribble in the front court. 1:50 to play, 12-point Silver Streaks lead. Manual tomorrow night. They blew out Pekin 63-36 in the first game. Chad Thompson up top. The crowd really into it. Left wing. Davis, McElmurray inside. Chad Thompson back to Davis. They're in no hurry. 1:35 to play. Right wing with it. McElmurray up top. Victor Davis. 38 points in the game for the big guy. Up top. Thompson to Victor. Sizing up. McAfee to the goal. Shot good and a foul. Victor with 40. Oh, my.
Good job by Victor. Yeah, he could have taken the short jumper, but you don't want that when you've got a mismatch. He takes a step to the left, dribbles, cuts in front of the man to the glass, took a great route, got fouled, and, yeah, he's knowing what to do now. There were times where he was unsure of himself as a sophomore and as a junior, but at least in this one tonight, he has no doubts about what he's capable of.
Timeout on the floor, a full 60-second break. We'll come back in a moment. 14-point Galesburg lead, and they're on their way to a victory. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, At some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom No. 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Coming soon, a chance for you to win one of the gift baskets of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Field Gymnasium, Galesburg with a 14-point lead. Victor Davis going for point number 41. Missed the free throw badly. And the rebound taken out by McAfee of Woodruff. They're going to try and put up points in a hurry. McAfee fakes up top, steps inside the line. A two on the way. Missed it badly. Jordan, the offensive putback, spun out on him. And the rebound to Calvin Mosley, who's in the ballgame now. Galesburg facing some full court pressure. Mosley lobs it to Davis. Ball tipped for a moment. Picked up by Brandon Thompson. Now he's in the front court. 58 seconds to play. McElmurray, here's his coach, says spread it out. Spread it out, run some clock. A 14-point lead. Dalton Davis up top. Kind of dribbling around. McAfee guarding him. Bounces over to Thompson. In no hurry to get a shot here. Just spreading it out, trying to dribble out the clock. 40 seconds to play. 65-51. Woodruff on the short end of this score after they made such a run in the third quarter to actually go up by 7, make it 9. They outscored Galesburg 13-0 in the third quarter to take a 40-33 lead. So that is 7. Galesburg going to clear the bench if there's a stoppage in play.
And the Warriors not in any hurry to foul here either. We're going to dribble this thing out.
Probably so. 15 seconds to go. Student section showing its appreciation. And then Victor Davis tried to cross-court it, got tipped out of bounds, so we will see for 10 seconds, guys coming off the bench.
Well, Victor was looking for Calvin Mosley that time. I think Calvin, he just fresh into the game. You go ahead and let him go to the hole if he wants to, get him a bucket. But that one got kicked out of bounds. Streaks will keep it. Nice hand by the Galesburg faithful for the starters who leave, and they put in a lot of minutes tonight, Mike.
Logan Scott, Brandon Meeker, Tremaine Carson on the floor, up top with it. Brandon Meeker, 5 seconds. Yeah, the starters a lot of time in this game tonight. Also in Ryan Carl, a freshman for the Streaks. And it is Logan Scott dribbling out the clock. And Galesburg, after a rough third quarter, puts it together in the fourth on the heels of Victor Davis' monster night. And they win 65-51. Back with the postgame show, brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. The Silver Streaks win 65-51 over Woodruff. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I am not looking forward to winter. Playing in the snow was fun and all, but last year I had to wear my coat even in the house. Mom and Dad said they were trying to save money by turning the furnace down. Way down. Brr. I sure hope they call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating this year.
High-efficiency furnaces will save you money and qualify for a tax credit. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water bowls. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business. The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Tonight, cloudy skies, low around 40. Tomorrow, chance of rain in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon as well. High 52, low around 38. Wednesday, cloudy, chance of rain, high 45. Wednesday night, cloudy, 50% chance of rain or maybe even snow, low 31. And Thanksgiving Day, cloudy, chance of light snow, high 43. Right now, it is 47 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
Nice opening win for the Silver Streaks, 65-51 over Peoria Woodruff. A game of major, major turns and twists as we approach 9 o'clock on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. One tonight for Victor Davis. Davis scoring an awful lot of points tonight and took over the game, really, in the fourth quarter. But twists and turns, Galesburg a 10-0 lead at the 5:30 mark of the ballgame. Woodruff scored its first bucket at the 3:58 mark of the first quarter. Galesburg would go up 12 at 14-2. Woodruff would then score 5 of the next 7 points to trail by 9 at the end of the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, they got it together a little bit, outscored Galesburg 18-13, went into the breakdown just 4 at 29-25. Then in the third quarter, they scored the first 13 points of the quarter and took a 7-point lead, 40-33. Galesburg fought back, tied the game at 44 to end the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, outscored Woodruff 21-7. Victor Davis, 18 fourth quarter points. They go on a 17-7, make it a run much, much deeper than that. But outscored him 21-7. Davis, 18 of the team's 21 points. A remarkable night for him. Galesburg comes away with that first game victory that you wanted to see, we all wanted to see, with Manuel coming up next, 65-51.
Well, a good job of recognition, too, because I think Victor had about 28 at the point Amos fouled out. And then they saw the mismatch. Credit him and, of course, Coach Mike Reynolds. We did nothing but get the ball down to Victor after that, and he took care of the rest, as you said, Mike, with the huge night, 18 fourth-quarter points. For the ball game as a whole, shooting percentages were pretty similar. Galesburg, 46%, 25 out of 54. Woodruff, I had 21 out of 49 at 43%. Warriors just really went into the tank after that big run in the third quarter. At one point, they had hit 6 shots in a row, 6 of their first 7 from the field in the third quarter to take that, what did they get up, 6 or 7 points?
7
there at
points,
one point?
Yeah.
And from that point on, though, they just really didn't get much done. They weren't able to get the steals, the transition buckets they were getting. They also hit a couple of perimeter shots there, which they didn't really even try that much tonight because that's just not their game. And from that point on, they got in foul trouble, of course. Dorsey had to sit down for a while with the 4, and Amos and both their stars ended up fouling out. And at that point, it was just Gelsberg's to go ahead and take it on home. I still had Woodruff with a little bit of an advantage on the boards at 33-28. Turnover count 20 for the Warriors, which, considering they had 9 in the first quarter, they stabilized from the ball handling standpoint. Gelsberg had some struggles in the second and third quarters, took good care of the ball in the fourth, had 15 turnovers for the night. Again, the final 65-51 here. And, yeah, good to see. They didn't open up the stands on the home side over there, but the near side where we're at, these bleachers, a pretty good turnout, I thought, for a Monday night. And as the team continues to play well and play hard, hopefully we'll get to more and more of the area fans out, and more of the student body will continue to fill up and cheer the team from behind the bench there.
It's no knock on Dunlap, but I feel better about a couple of things with a win over Peoria Woodruff, who destroyed Dunlap last year. Obviously, you're playing on your home floor. You like that. And Woodruff putting together a 13-0 run at 7-point lead. Galesburg really flat on offense at that point. Last year's team maybe makes a run but doesn't quite finish the job. This year's team, and granted, some of the calls did go Galesburg's way. That didn't win the game for the Streaks, obviously, but that helps sometimes. It's that big call down the stretch. Maybe Victor, instead of a basket and a 3-point play, gets a charge called on him. Didn't happen that way tonight. That's the great news, and kudos to him for working on his game over the summer. You can see it. All the fakes, the jump stops, the hanging in the air, the beautiful touch around the basket. He did it all. Tonight was huge. 40 points, a double-double for him. 40 points, 10 rebounds. The halftime, or rather the postgame numbers, brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for Auto, Life, and Home. Davis mentioned him, 40 points, 18 in the fourth quarter. And Dalton Davis in double figures tonight, 10 points and 6 rebounds. 8 points for Ryan McElmurray. Nice effort from him. 4 points for Brandon Thompson, 2 for Garrett Williams off the bench, and just 1 point for Chad Thompson, but 8 rebounds. He cleared the boards, gave Woodruff one shot down the stretch, especially in the fourth quarter, and that was huge, too, to just be one and done. Galesburg, a rough night at the line, 13 out of 25 overall, and they knocked down 2 3-point baskets. Woodruff, the two guys we suspected were the two scorers. They combined for 34 of the team's 51 points. Ty Amos with 19 points to lead the way. And DeAndre Dorsey with 15-13 coming in the second half. 7 points for D'Amico Johnson all in the first half. 3 apiece for Kevin Jordan. He had 6 rebounds, the big 6'7 kid. 3 points for Devontae McAfee. And 4 for A.J. Caldwell. And they end up 6 of 8 from the line, so not much happening in terms of going to the basket or just maybe not getting many calls, whatever the case may be. Galesburg outshoots him by 17 at the line. And they make 3 3-point baskets in the game, and again fall 65-51. And just one of many, many, many games coming your way this week. You got the Streaks girls off to a 3-1 start in action tomorrow night. They start Western Big Six play against Quincy, and then Galesburg back here against Manuel. Took care of Pekin in the first game, 63-36. Thanksgiving break, and then it's back in action. Pair of games on Friday, another one on Saturday. You've got the girls and boys both Saturday night. You got the Hall of Fame ceremony going on. So this is going to be a busy, busy place for a long time.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, you look at our next opponent, Peoria Emanuel. I think what happened for Galesburg tonight is what could have happened and needed to tonight, because this was a night where Victor Davis could score 40.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see that happening on Wednesday. Now, he'll have a strong game, I'm confident, but he's going to have his hands full because Manuel's got a couple of 6'5 juniors, Andrew Jordan and Brandon Watson. And especially Watson, he's actually 6'6", and he looks at least every bit of that. And so Victor's not going to get as many opportunities down low, I don't think, on Wednesday night. So he carried the team tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have some other people step up Wednesday night and for the rest of the season. We can't get that little point output from our guards that we got tonight all around the perimeter and still win many ball games. This team is still starting 3 guards, and those guys are going to have to score because, like we said, there'll be nights where Victor has more competition in the post, and there are going to be nights where he's going to sit on the bench with foul trouble.
Sure.
And at that point, we've got to be able to continue to compete until he gets back out onto the court. And I think that's the big question of this year is will we have the guys to be able to step up and get that job done and carry some of the offense, or I guess on the other end, just play lights-out defense enough to keep us in the ball game if he's not on the court.
Coach Mike Reynolds making his way over the post-game interview. Brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here as Galesburg again beats Peoria Woodruff by a final score of 65-51. So off to a 1-0 start for the fourth straight season. First of a Dunlap tournament, and here at this tournament, here's Jim Lee and Coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, appropriately, Mike Reynolds got a basketball right there at his feet. They left one here from the practice session, I guess, in our press box. And, Coach, obviously, great start, and then some third quarter issues with ball handling and giving up some transition buckets, but then push came to shove. Victor took advantage of a lot of opportunities tonight and showed why there are a lot of colleges that are ready to have him come join their team.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's we're glad he's on our team. And obviously, you know, they talk about, my son's 3 years old, and he's smart enough to know last year about midseason, he'd say, we're coming to Victor's gym. And you know, over the summer, he gets to come a little bit. He might say, let's go to the gym. And I'm sure tomorrow he's even here. He's smart enough to know that it probably is Victor's gym. You know, that is just an outstanding performance. And to be real honest, that's not as well as he can play. He missed a lot of shots, missed a lot of free throws, probably was a few points away from 50, really, a couple shots away from getting 50. And you don't see that very often.
You know, he'd had a big night already, but then when their big kid Amos went out, it seemed like you and he were on the same page. We're going to go down there and just take it to him.
Well, it's winning time, you know, and I think we've got to be smart enough to – he's got to play, and if they're not going to double him, he's a pretty tough matchup in a high school game. And finally they started doubling him, and by that time he was on such a roll that he just finished. And you know, it was – maybe the double was a little too late maybe, but, you know, I think people respect our shooting. I think, you know, we didn't shoot it extremely well tonight, and I'm sure Wednesday will be better, hopefully. And the free throws didn't go down very well. But, you know, we played extremely hard, and we fought through a lot of things. That wasn't a game we would have won last year, you know, because, you know, that third quarter went bad. We would have compounded it and got down a little more. Part of that was, you know, we were playing a lot of sophomores, and they're juniors, and that's a good thing. And I just I'm proud of our guys. I think that's a tough win against a team that's going to win a lot of games. Those two players they got can play. You know, they can really play, and I thought finally we gapped down and guarded them well, and Wednesday's going to be fun. Wednesday should be a fun night.
You know, even the best of players, though, have moments on the court that coaches can pick out. We noticed one of the timeouts, you really got on Victor pretty good on it. I think you thought defensively he could have had a little bit better effort down there.
Well, I think, yeah, it wasn't one of his better defensive games by any means. And not that kid's a slouch. You know, Amos can play, and he'll be an all-conference player in their league. There's no doubt about that. And you know, he's played varsity for this is his third season. So, you know, Victor can guard better than that. And I think, you know, sometimes when your offense going good, sometimes you relax a little bit. He relaxed. Of course, he did it against a guy that can really play, which isn't a good thing.
Well, and the question still is, and I think even out there tonight after what he did and what a dominating performance, when those games come, when he gets in foul trouble, how is this team going to respond? And I guess we don't want to have to see that, but I'm sure down the road we'll have to find out.
Well, you're like me. I don't want to really see it either. But, you know, we got guys on the bench that can play. And tonight we shortened it a little bit. And all our guys have worked extremely hard. You know, we've got guys on the bench that can spell him. You know, the plan was to give him a couple minutes at the end of the third quarter. We didn't get that way. We had Calvin down there ready to go in. We thought he was a good matchup for tonight. He's probably a good matchup for Manuel as the athletic kind of kid. You know, Ryan can come in and play. Ricketts can come in and play, you know. Brandon Meeker and Ryan Carl have given us good minutes in practice, and our transfer from Portland still trying to figure some things out, but he's a heck of an athlete, and he's going to help us win some games later in the year too.
Well, as you said, the perimeter game not real strong tonight, to say the least, but it really did seem to me, especially for Garrett Williams, he looked a little tight as compared to what he looked like in the scrimmage the other night. Chad Thompson, I thought they all just weren't stroking the ball as well as they can.
No, but if they keep getting open shots, it's going to be a good thing for us, I think, because we've had days where we've missed shots, and we've also thought as a coaching staff, if we miss shots, there's always going to be somebody to pick us up, because we've got a lot of offensive weapons this year that we may not have had last year. And you know, we did a nice job of finding the guy that was hot, and you know, he did a nice job of finishing, and he'll even do a better job of finishing. And I think, you know, Chad and BT and Bucket knocked a three down, which he wasn't capable of making last year, and he's really worked on his game. And I think Garrett will make shots. I mean, I'm not concerned. You know, he got in there and started firing him up pretty quick, but he'll be fine.
And we'll talk more about Manuel, obviously, on Wednesday, but the way they came out in that first game, it didn't look like they'd missed a step in the offseason. They're going to be awful strong, aren't they?
Yeah.
As your son runs up, and you got priorities here, get him squared away.
Yeah, he knows his Victor's gym already, but, you know, Manuel's good. I'm assuming that they're going to be ranked number one in the state 2A. I'm sure they're going to be ranked number one in the state, and I'm sure Thiel's going to be rocking. It's been a while since there's been a really, really good manual team and what we hope is an upcoming Galesburg team. So it should be a fun atmosphere. I hope everybody comes out because it could be a barn burner. No expectations on our end. You know, they beat us by 40 last year. You know, so I don't know if we've interrupted or gotten better than 40 points better in a year, but it just is what it is. I got a crawling three-year-old. You
want to
say hi? He's already getting to the mic.
All right, sounds good. Mike, we'll let you rest your voice a little bit, and we will see you again here Wednesday night. Good to be above the 500 mark.
Yeah, it's good. We hope to stay over there. Thank you.
It's Coach Mike Reynolds on the postgame as Galesburg beats Woodruff 65-51. We'll take the timeout. Come back with more on the postgame. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with shelter insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Barnhart. Fighting Illini basketball team's next matchup in the Las Vegas Invitational is against Wofford. We'll bring you all the action starting at 8 p.m. tomorrow night on WGIL.
Winner four of the Streaks as they beat Woodruff 65-51 in a game of twists and turns. And great start, rough third quarter, and a great finish. And Victor Davis, a career night. 40 points, 10 rebounds, brings us to the Dave Zonabody Crunch Time Player of the Game. I don't think there's any debate whatsoever. This guy put on a show.
Maybe the Victor Davis guy. He was all right.
He's pretty good. Victor with 40 and 10, the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave's. I imagine Victor's name will be announced for this honor a number of times, but we certainly hope many others join him in the category. What a balanced team effort to have a nice winning season. And Coach talked about the guards, and he's expecting that they'll shoot the ball better. I think they will, too. I think their legs are a little bit tired. And nice to see them force Woodruff into a lot of turnovers and then overcome some adversity and come away with a victory and a pretty big one on the scoreboard at 65-51. Maybe a little bit deceiving. And they always talk about scores being either closer than it indicated, or in this case, it wasn't really a 14-point game, but it just kind of turned out that way as Victor took over.
Yeah, well, when you get the other team's two-star players fouled out, then things snowball in a hurry. And fortunately, it worked out in our favor here tonight. So, good start to the season. And as Coach Reynolds said, it'd be nice to get to. I know a lot of folks are maybe traveling the night before Thanksgiving to go somewhere. But if you're not, you can get out and support the Silver Streaks. That'd be great because they will need every fan they can get to give Manuel a good go.
We'll tell you about Wednesday's schedule and tomorrow's schedule when we come back on the final segment of the postgame as Galesburg again, a 65-51 win over Woodruff. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streak's boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
5:51, Galesburg beats Woodruff tonight at Field Gymnasium. Tomorrow, Galesburg off. They will have a game here at 4:30, Harlan and Collins Academy. And then, of course, we have Galesburg High School girls basketball on the air at Quincy. At Quincy, I think it is tomorrow. It's starting Western Big Six play at Long John. 7:30 the start time on the air, around 7:06. And the guy to my right going to be taking the trip to Quincy.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Throw Eric Gibson in, and he'll carry us through. Of course, he's been with the Silver Streaks girls for several years now, and look forward to that one down there. And
they can shoot it.
And they're going to get up and down the court. There's no question about that. And, you know, there'll be nights. You know, as Coach Massey told us, they'll win some big and they'll lose some big, and they did that both over
sure.
the weekend. So
absolutely.
We'll see what happens down at Quincy again tomorrow night. We'll have it here.
Quincy. An up-and-coming team. They have a gal in the middle, a phenomenal volleyball player, a sophomore this year. She's about 6'2", and she's going to be tough to match up. But Galesburg running up and down the floor may work to their advantages. They lost to Quincy here. It was first win for Quincy in I don't remember how long. It's been 2 or 3 years.
Right.
And then they were able to knock them off, split the season series with Quincy. So expecting big things. And hopefully at some point relatively soon in the season, Coach Massey can celebrate that 700th win of his illustrious career here. You don't see that very often. 700 wins, when you think about it, it's almost sick. That's a lot of wins.
It's a lot of wins, and it's a lot of time. But there's a lot of guys that put in that much time that still may
right.
not win that many games. That requires a lot of 20-win seasons, and he's knocking on the door.
Now we're back here Wednesday night. The opener is peaking in Woodruff at 6, and then we're on the air at 7:06-ish. Depending on how long that first game goes, we are at 7:10 tonight. We hope to be on at the regular time at 7:06. Peoria Manual, it's going to be a heck of a game, and that's one heck of a basketball team as they took care of Pekin in the opener, 63-36. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perrier. Thanks to Chaz back at the station for his studio engineering. Appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. And Galesburg again wins its season opener. Final score is 65-51 over Woodruff. That's it from here as we say goodnight from Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.